Mem Aleph Omid Aleph, five lines from the top, the two dots. Hoyim lefon of minim harbi. If he had different types, different minim, different species, what bracha does he make? So we had in the Mishnah that if he has minim harbi, Rabbi Yehuda says that if there is from the min shiva, that's the one he makes the bracha on. Chum say he makes the bracha on the one that's most chavav to him, the one that he likes most. So if he has different fruit in front of him, Rabbi Yehuda says if there's one from the Shiva Minim, for instance, if there's grapes, if he has grapes and apples, he should make the bracha on the grapes because that's one of the Shiva Minim. Chum say if he likes apples better, he should make it on the apples. So now we're going to get into details as exactly what is the scenario that we're talking about. What type of food does he have? Is it all fruit? Is it all things that a boy creates, or if it's perhaps if it's a fruit and a vegetable? So the Gemara is going to discuss this machlekes. So Omer Ula machlekes ke b'shibechay same shavis. The machlekes is when they have the same brachas. For instance, in the example that we said, the grapes are eights and the apples are eights. They're both boy creates. You would make only one bracha. So the question is, which fruit do I choose to make the bracha on? That will patter the other. If I make a bracha, I ate on the grapes, I don't make another bari pre-ates on the apples, and vice versa. Which is the one that I choose to make the bracha that will patter the other one? So it's where birchos same shavis, where the bracha is the same. I'm making one bracha, and the question is, which food do I choose to make the bracha on that will be the bracha and pater this one that I'm eating now and the one that I will eat later? The Rabbi Yehuda Savra Min Shivadav, he holds that from the Zayin Minim, from the Shiva Minim, that takes precedence. That's most chashiv, and the bracha should be made on that. Rabban Savra Min Chaviv Adif. The Rabban holds that the one that's most precious to you, the one that you like best, that's the one that has the chashivas, and the bracha should be made on that one. Avol B'Shein Birchosim Shavais, but if the brachas are not equal, for instance, one is an olive, one is a radish, the radish is a doma, and you're going to have to make separate brachas, even though b'di'eved you'll be yoitza adama on the olive, but l'chachil you should not make it that way. They need its own bracha. So if you're making separate brachas, it's only a question of which one goes first, but you're going to have to make two separate brachas. In that case, in that case, according to the way Rashi's learning, is that there is no precedence, there's no priority. You make whichever one you want. You don't have to make one on first and one second. It's whatever you choose to make first, to eat first, that's the one you make the bracha. So that's one way of understanding the machlekes. It's only if you're making one bracha, and which food do you make the bracha on? Rabbi Yehuda says, min zayin chom say, the one that's most chavim. But if you're making separate brachas in any event, and it's only a question of which one you're going to eat first, then there is no set order. Maysvel asks you a kash, oil of fun of tznain v'zayis, if he had radish, which is an adoma, and zayis, which is an eitz, mevorach al tznain, upoiter as a zayis. So you make the bracha on the tznain, on the adoma, and pater the zayis. And we say that you make it on the radish, and that will be the bracha for the olive, and even though the olive has an eitz, but you're making it on the radish, and since adoma on a fruit from the tree, adama b'di'evit is a bracha, here you're making it on the radish, and that's the only bracha you make. You don't make it on the olive. Where it says, no, that's not the pshat. We're talking over here is when you're only making one bracha. What you're primarily eating is the, what you're eating is the radish. You're only eating the olive to dull the sharpness of the radish. But if the ikar is what you're eating is the radish, so you would not have to make a bracha on the olive in any event. It would be tofel. So we're talking when you're only making one bracha, and the bracha, the ikar, the main thing that you're eating is the radish, so the bracha is a dhamma on the radish, but not where you're making a bracha and eating both of them. For anything more, if that's the case, Rav Yehuda says you make it on the olive because it's chashiv, it's min shiva. Is that so? If we're talking where the olive is only subordinate, it's only to dull the taste of the radish, the sharpness of the radish, are you going to say, does Rav Yehuda dispute this principle that we have? Does he going to say, v'chiles le'le Rav Yehuda ha'desnan, does he not hold of what we learn in the Mishnah, kol shu ikar v'imay tfeila mevorach ala ikar v'payder esa tfeila? Does he not hold of this principle that we learned in the Mishnah, this established principle that if something is subordinate, you only make the broch on the primary food, the ikar, and not on the tofel, and it patches the tofel? The lesson, perhaps he will say that he really does not hold of that. How could you say that? Well, Tanya, we learn in the Baraisa of Yehuda Omer, Imach Mesoin Bahazayas, Memarach Alasnoin, Fighters Azayas. He says clearly that if the olive is only coming to facilitate, to ease the and dull the sharpness of the radish, it's only coming to make the radish more edible, then you make the bracha on the tznayim and not on the rad and not on the olive. So you see clearly he does hold of this principle. So that can't be the case that we were talking before. Gemara says loy lemetznayim ikareskin. Now we are talking where the radish is ikar, and therefore that's why we learned that if you have a radish and an olive where the olive is subordinate to the radish, the tznayim is ikar. You make the bracha on the radish, not on the olive. And Rav Yehuda does not argue on that. What Rav Yehuda argues, we'll see, is in a different case. They're arguing something else. And it's chaser, it's missing. We have to now amend the reading of it. If he had before him the tznayim, the radish, and the olive, he makes a bracha on the radish. And he doesn't make a bracha on olive at all. That's where the radish is the ikar one, the primary one. But if it's not, and therefore you'd be making a separate bracha, you're eating a radish, and independently you're eating an olive, you'd have to make an adama on the radish, you'd have to make an eitz on the olive. Then you make a separate bracha, one on each. Ushnei minim ba'alma. Now, where is the machloikis, Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan? Shnei minim ba'alma shebrachay same shavetz, where it's the same brachas, meaning so you're only making one bracha. Like, for instance, the case we had, the all of the grapes and the apples. Shnei minim ba'alma shebrachay same shavetz mevorach al ezem em sheyirtz. So the chum hold, what's chavet, what's precious to you, that's the bracha you make, like we understood it till now. And Rav Yehuda ha'imer mevorach al azayis, sheazayis mimin sheva. So that's the way, one way of understanding the machloikis, that we're talking where it's, you're not making two separate brachas, and it's not a question of what goes first. You're making one bracha. You have a something, and you have grapes, and you have apples. You're making one eitz. Chum say, if you like the apples better, that takes precedence. That's more choshev. And the bracha should be made on what's more choshev. So you make it on the apples. Rabbi Yehuda says, the chashivas is the one that's min zayin, from the zayin minim of Eretz Yisrael. So you make the bracha on the grapes. But if you're making separate brachas anyway, you're making a bracha adama on the radish, you're making a separate bracha eitz on the olive, then there's no priority, there's no precedence, you make it on the one you want to eat first. That's one way of understanding the machlokes. However, pligi bo ravami v'rav yisku nafka, chad amar machlokes b'chay seyem shavetz, like we understood till now. Is Rav Yehuda savra min shivadav, Rabbanan savra min chavivadav, the way we understand it too, until now. Avo b'shein, because same shava is divra hakol, mevarach alzeh, v'chayz mevarach alzeh. That's the approach that we just learned. But, however, v'chadam, or the other one said, no. A different understanding of the machlokes. He says, "Of mishain birchos same shavas nami machlokes." Even where the brachas are different, there's still a machlokes. So bishlam leman domer birchos same shavas machlokes shapir. So the way we understood it now, we understand it. Leman domer mishain birchos same shavas pligi b'may pligi. What is the machlokes? Amar avir melahakdim. The question is, which one goes first? There are different brachas. One is an adama, one is an eitz. So you're not pottering. It's not a question of which food should be the one that I choose to make the bracha on that will suffice for everything that I'm eating. That's the first approach. This approach is saying, no, even where I'm making separate brachas, it's not a question of one pottering the other one. I'm making separate, but the question is, which one has the chashivas to make the bracha and eat first. And Rabbi Yehuda says, whatever is in the by the Shivas Aminim, and what's closest to the word Aretz, that one takes priority. It's not only what's Zayin Minim and non-Zayin Minim, as we're refining this even more. It's what is comes earlier in the Pasuk, in the list of the Zayin Minim, whatever is closest to the word Aretz, that's the one that has the most Chashivas, and that's the one that you make the bracha on first. So even if you have an Adama and you have an Eitz, but one is wheat, and the other one is Eitz, is an apple, or even if it is something, a fig, you make the bracha on the grape first, because it comes, it's listed in the pasuk closer to Aretz, it's listed first. Shenemar Eretz Chito Sair V'Gefen Teina V'Rimoin Eretz HaShemen U'Dvash. So whatever is closest to the word of the Eretz, that's the one that comes first, and even if you're making separate brachas, this mandamar holds that it's a question of which one should be made, the bracha should be said first, which one should be eaten first. Now, that's a way of understanding this pasuk, that we, this listing in the pasuk is to teach us the priority and the chashivas of the minim, and it's relevant to the brachas. But upliga the Rebbe Chana. But Rabbi Hanan argues with that. He says we learn out something else from this listing of the pasuk. So he says this, the listing in the pasuk teaches us different shiurim for different halachas. The size of a grape, the size of an olive, the size of a fig, etc. All of these fruit and that are listed, all of these minim that are listed in the pasuk, we learn out from here the size of the shiurim for different halachas. For example, chita by wheat, what's it negev? Chita the sun and nechtes lebeisam and nuga v'kelev al kseifa v'sandal v'tabasa biyodav. A person comes to a house where there's tzaras, where there's leprosy, there's a nega. So if he comes into the house, he's tummy. If he is carrying any clothing, hu v'hein tamei miyad, they're tummy immediately. But if he's wearing the clothing, then it only becomes tomei if he's there, he remains there for a period of time. If he's carrying it, so it's like anything else that comes into the house, he is tomei immediately, the clothing is tomei immediately, but if he's wearing them, so they don't come independently into the house, there they only become tomei if he remains in the house for a period of time. How long is that period of time? He's wearing the clothing or wearing the shoes or wearing the ring, who tomei miyad, he's tomei right away. It's only tomei if he remains in the house the time that it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. What type of bread? That's chita in the pasuk. It is pas of wheat, the bread, wheat which is higher quality, a person will eat it faster, not barley bread, which is not as tasteful, people don't eat it as fast, and mesavaycha b'liftin, it's also the manner that he's eating it, where he's reclining it, and he has a relish on it, or he has some spread on it, where the bread is eaten quicker. So if he remains in the house for that period of time to eat the pas chita, that's chita in the pasuk, then it becomes tami. So it's nemar the shiur for beis menuga. Soira, what is the barley seed, what is that mentioned? Why is it relevant to shiurim this non? We learn the mitzvah etzem kisoira. If there's a bone from a mace, the size of a barley seed, mitame b'magav masa, by touching and carrying it, he becomes tome ve'ena metame be'oil. But it's not metame in under a roof, under a tent, under a roof in a house. A mess, even if you don't touch the mess, he's not touching the mess, he's not carrying, but if he's under the same roof as the mess, then that's tumas oil. But the bone, if it's only the bone the size of a barley seed, is metame magumasa, but not by oil. Gef, and what's the shear for a grape? Kedei revias yain lenozer. By nozer, a nozer who has to abstain from wine, grapes, grape products, the shear isn't the typical shear of a kezias. It's a shear, it's gef, and kedei revias yain lenozer. It's a revias of Yayin. It's that amount that we say that the shir d'oraisa, if it's that quantity of a liquid or a solid that would displace revius of liquid, that is the shir, that's the gefen of revius yayin l'nozer. Teina, what is the shear for tein for a fig? Kegregris leitzos Shabbos. A dried fig, that's the size of somebody carries on Shabbos. The size of something, the size of a dried fig, that's the shear deraisa for carrying on Shabbos. That's why it mentions Gregris. Remind, what's the shear of a pomegranate? Can it sound like we learned in the Mishnah called Klei Balabatim? Kli becomes tome. If you touch something, came into contact with tuma, it becomes tome. It can become tohor. If it's broken, then it loses its shame of a kli, becomes tohor. Now, a person, a manufacturer, even a small hole, it no longer serves his purpose. He's a professional. It's there for sale. He can't sell it anymore. He'll discard it. So then it loses its tumah. If it became tome, it loses the tumah. If it's a kli of balabatim, he's using it for personal use. So even if it has a small hole, he won't use it for liquids, he'll use it for solids. It has a little bit of a bigger hole, he won't use it for small items like beans, he'll use it for larger items. Till what size of a hole do we say he will then, it's not usable anymore, he'll discard it and throw it away, and if the kli was tum, it becomes tor, if it has a hole the size of a pomegranate. So that's the share of remind that's mentioned in the pasuk. Kidasnan kol kli balabatim shiurem kirimoinem. If it has a hole the size of a remine, it becomes tar. Eretz Zeis Shemen, a land of olive oil, Zeis Shemen's olives, Amar Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanina, Eretz Shekol Shiurem Kezeisim. The land where all of the Shiurim are Azayas. All of the Shiurim Azayas. Frak the Gemara, what do you mean? Kol Shiurem, Salkadaitav, all of the Shiurim, Vayika Hanach Damer. We just gave a whole list of other things that are not a Kezayas. Ella, what does it mean, rather? Eretz Sheroiv Shiurem Kezeisim. That most of the shirim are zeis, forbidden foods, machal sasuras, is a zeis. Most of the shirim, the shiurim, is a shir of a zeis. Dvash, what is the dvash, the honey that's mentioned in the pasuk? Ksev zagas of Yom Kippurim. Like a date, a large date, which is the shir of the deraisa, the kashir of the prohibition to eat on Yom Kippur, the size is a ksev zagas. So he learns that all what's mentioned in the pasuk is not to teach me the priority of which goes first, which brachas go first, but rather to teach me all of the shiurim that are mentioned over here, the different shiurim of the different halachas. The idach, hani shiurim b'hajah miksiva. The other one says, it doesn't say these shiurim clearly in the Torah, it lists the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't relate it to any particular shiur of any isurim or halachas. Elamid Rabbanan across Machta Balma. The pasuk itself is an asmachta, right? So it's over here. It's you're not saying that this is dafke what the pasuk is for. It's an asmachta, and therefore we can learn out from the pasuk, from the order of the listing of the different items in the pasuk, which one is more choshev and which one the bracha goes first.